Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to Nobody Panic with me, Stevie.
And me, Tata. Thank you so much for being here. And guys, you're so on time.
Thank you. So on time.
Oh my God, then you were early.
Yeah, excellent.
This is amazing. Thank you so much for being here. You arrived exactly on schedule.
This is the episode.
Like a wizard who arrives exactly when he means.
Or anything that arrives exactly when it's supposed to.
But a wizard.
Is that a thing?
That's what Gandalf says.
Oh, does he?
A wizard is never on time nor late. He arrives exactly when he means to.
I love that. I don't know enough about Lord of the Rings.
Do you not? You're not a fan?
I love the films. No, I liked the films.
Okay, understood. Please,
I liked
be honest.
The films.
And your opinions are valid.
The films were fine.
Oh, God.
I hated the films. No, I liked the films from all the cinema. Really enjoyed them. Thought the last one was a bit long and kept looking like it was going to finish. And
oh, it didn't. Didn't
bit
it?
Much.
Constantly.
Tried to read the books. Read The Hobbit. Was like, yeah, I guess that's fine. It didn't grip, but I wanted to be more gripped than I was.
Yes.
And I was disappointed that I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then tried to read the others and had to stop. Because I was like, I'm not actually enjoying it. I feel bad and sad.
Yes.
And so that was actually the book that started my thing of, if you don't like a book, you can just stop reading. You don't have to finish the book. It's sort of very much like food.
Very freeing.
When I was, I think I literally last year was the first time I was like, oh, I mean, I can't stop when I'm full.
Yes.
And that actually feels quite good and quite powerful. I would always finish my play and I would always finish the book and have a horrible time. So that was actually the first book that started it. But
good for you.
This podcast isn't about me finishing books, although I'd listen to it. It is about how to be on time.
How to be on time.
Tessa was late. I was late today.
Yes.
I was 5 minutes late. Tessa was 10 minutes late. But that's like no
judgment. Wow, that feels... Wow.
No, I was just actually... I didn't mean to do that. I meant it in the sense of just like facts.
I'm going to call somebody out here. Hannah, it's you. We did an internship together once.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was late. I flew in and I jumped to my desk and just started like touch typing, you know, nothing.
Humble brag.
Oh, sorry.
No, nothing. Mime typing.
Yeah, just clack on the keys.
Sorry, touch typing actually means you're typing something, but you're not looking at your hands.
Sorry, I'm not. I'm looking around being like, how's everyone's day? But I,
great.
There's nothing
there. The computer's
there.
Not on.
The computer's off.
Yes.
Okay. Get the illusion going.
Oh, for God's sake.
I spend way more time creating the illusion of productivity around myself than I do just being productive.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, and it would be better if I just... Anyway, I was young.
Oh my God,
we're young. We're 23 at this point. I'm touch. And she says, oh, don't worry. John, our boss, is late as well. He's not even here.
Great.
I'm like, thank God. And then she's like, no worries. And then in comes John, and he says, sorry, I'm late, everyone. And Hannah went, that's okay, Tessa just got here. And then she flicked her hair over her shoulder.
What a bitch.
And I've kept that in for years, and I'm sharing it now, and I'm saying her real name. That was very mean of you, Hannah.
Were you both interns vying for a job?
Correct.
Asshole.
Yeah.
I can't stand people like that. Especially the hair flick. It's so
the
pantomime.
The hair flick is like, yeah.
Get a bit of class, Hannah.
Yeah, right?
Do you know what I mean? She listens.
She definitely doesn't.
No, of course she does.
I'm telling you, we're very mean.
Yes, back yourself. That is me.
Anyway, very late. We both have been guilty of being...
I'm always late, or I'm always really early because I'm so frightened about being late because I was like, I'm not going to be a late person anymore about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And now I turn up to things about 40 minutes early. I'm like, this is absolute bullshit.
I definitely get it wrong.
I just want to be on time.
I'm rarely on time. But in recent years, I'm erring towards arriving too early to things.
Yeah, I'd say you have it sounds really patronizing, but you've actually got better.
I have.
You have, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a friend who, she's probably listening. Hi, Jenny. She is never on time. She's 40 minutes late to everything. Even like the amount of times we've been like, going to go and see a show. And then I've been like, should we have dinner beforehand? And I've sat and had dinner on my own and then met her. And she's like, just arrived just as the show starts. You're like, I'm going to stop having dinner with you. Like, she had to shout at her.
Yeah. She recently went to a show. Mm. There were no latecomers were allowed. It happened but this week.
No way.
I saw her. She had been to a show. They wouldn't let her in. So she had to watch it on the monitor.
Oh my God. I think that is her life. She watches things on the monitor.
Yeah. And we're going to get real deep into this, but she has the mentality. And also she's fantastic. Hello, Jenny.
She's great.
I really
she's
like
my
her.
My favorite friend.
Anyway, but she has the mentality, or you have the mentality, Jenny, and others listening, that if the show starts at 7:30, I'll get there at 7:30.
Yeah, you can't. You don't get there 10 minutes early.
You need to have a special, like, I need to be there at this time.
Yeah,
you know?
Yes. And it's so difficult to shift something that's so ingrained.
Deep. Mm.
Because I think there are, as we're going to talk about later, Tessa's got some different types of late people. And I always thought, well, you're either late or you're not. But actually, the psychological reasons behind each specific person being late is so varying and so interesting. And it actually depends what sort of late person you are, how easy it is for you to solve it. I think Jenny's is quite hard to solve because it's so deep in.
Mm.
And it's so bad.
Yeah.
And she is completely aware of it. Whereas my one is like, I'm on time as much as I'm late. And when I'm late, there's usually like a reason. I've just like not done a very good job of organizing my time beforehand. And that obviously is a lot easier to deal with than some of the other types of being late.
Yes. And also, even if you are listening and you're like, not for me, I have never arrived late to anything. Then
boring,
well done.
Get a life, if I'm honest.
No.
I'm joking.
No,
I'm joking.
Well done.
You respect other people's time.
You respect other people's time. You respect your own time. You're smashing
it. I love you.
But I love you. Please help us. But keep listening because maybe you'll understand a bit more about people in your life who you're like, why are you late?
Yes, it's infuriating.
You can try
when you are not a late person.
Yes.
I've got a friend again who is never late, and she's in a sketch group with two people who are constantly late. And she starts most sessions being angry because it's like, or trying to be like, oh, don't be annoyed. Don't be annoyed. I've been on time again, and I live further away than everybody. Like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I think it's very important to. When we understand, that is when we can accept.
Fantastic.
Gandalf.
Yes, as he famously said, into the mines of Mordor.
He definitely thought it.
Yeah, he thought
it. At some
it.
Point.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm. But what adult thing have you done this week? I've got one.
Have you?
Yes.
Do you want to go first?
Yes. I decided about 10 minutes before we started recording the podcast, we went to get some, order some lunch, guys. And I saw apple crumble on the menu. And I was like, I could have apple crumble now, or I could go home and make it. And then my flatmate can also partake in the crumble. Why have apple crumble now when I could wait and have like an apple crumble experience?
Oh, yes.
I can control how much ice cream I put in it. I can control how much custard. Vegan, both. But like, great.
Well done, you.
Right.
Come
on. How to be on time.
Here we go.
So you've got, which I'm very interested to hear, the kind of profiles of late people. So if you're listening, you might be like, well, I'm late because I'm late, bitch. In which case, calm down, firstly.
Calm down. Second, no need for language like that.
So much sass. Secondly, you'll probably fall into one of these categories.
Yep, personality types.
And it's quite liberating when you find out you're late person.
Yes.
Because it not only, you need to have knowledge before you can accept. Like you need to
absolutely.
Be self-accepting and then you can change things.
Discovering this, there's going to be seven of these, and discovering them was genuinely, I think, life-changing in this specific area.
Yeah, not in many other areas.
Not in many other areas.
Like
but it was like, oh, it's a much more complex problem than just you're a late person or you're not.
Yeah.
And there's a much more going on. They just be like, just be on time.
Yeah, I'm interested.
So this is from a lady called Diana DeLonzo. The book is called, and I'd recommend it, Never Be Late Again.
Oh, wow, that's very powerful.
So powerful. And you're like, gosh, okay. And she herself was a chronically late person.
Oh, Diana.
To the chagrin of her very punctual husband, which is the worst. And
great,
often
people
the word
chagrin as well.
Oh, thank you.
I call it chagrin until
have I pronounced
year.
It wrong?
No, you pronounced it perfectly.
So she, and that often goes hand in hand, that you find yourself, fate deals you a hand, and you are partnered with a person who is the opposite timekeeping to you.
Oh my God, yeah.
That happens quite a bit.
Yes,
that
absolutely.
You might be very punctual and your partner is always late, or the opposite way around.
Cause a lot of problems.
And they're in the car honking you, and you're like, please.
Stop honking.
Please stop honking. So, have a sit down with yourself and decide which of these seven types you fall into.
I can't wait. Have they got fun names? And if not, can you give them?
Okay, yes, obviously. Okay. This is Debbie Deadline.
Okay, yeah.
So Debbie Deadline enjoys the rush, and incidentally, I have given them names. Diana has called them the Deadliner.
Oh, you've put the actual first name in.
I've given a
love that. Love the creativity.
I've gone fast and loose with that. But in case Diana's listening, thinking, "Bitch, what are you doing?
Who's Deborah?"
I've given them make them sound more real. And also, my mother's name is Debbie, and she's absolutely Debbie Deadline.
Okay.
Debbie Deadline enjoys the rush of the last minute. She thrives on urgency and often claims to work best under pressure. Sometimes it's difficult for deadliners to motivate unless there's a crisis, even if that means creating crises of their own. Rushing from here to there serves as a way to relieve boredom.
So I started off being like, I don't understand this person.
Yeah.
Then moved into maybe I am this person because I can't really do any work unless there is a deadline.
Yep.
But then veered back out into why you would need to create your own crisis.
You don't, it's not an active choice to create the crisis. So you don't be like, oh, things seem to be going fine. Well,
I'll break my leg.
Let me snap something. The more, like, you just allow this crisis to get more out of hand than it.
Because you know that it will be ultimately fruitful for you in terms of productivity.
Yes. It's a deep, as with all psychological things, it's a deep and often un-self-understood thing.
Yes. It's
rarely
subconscious.
Rarely have you been like, bitch, I'm going to make some crisis today.
Okay.
You've just let it become too much.
Okay. I'm not that person.
A Debbie Deadline, the buzz of making the train. Just.
You talk about this so much. It's my worst nightmare. Tessa's favourite dream is to enter a train as the doors close. Mm-hmm. Whereas the stress that I get, I will stand and wait for the doors to close and get the next train because I'm just like, I'm not doing that. I'm not running for that. That's too stressful. Whereas you absolutely love it. What I mean is the difference between being like, when it happens and you're like, oh, wow, I made the train. I feel a little bit like Superman. Mm-hmm. And then actively seeking that out because you kind of, oh, that's fun. Mm-hmm. There's a difference there, isn't there?
So again, it's like way deep in your psyche.
I get
it. It's not like, oh, the train's there, I could go and stand on it, but I'm going to run down the train tracks.
Okay.
It's not that at all. It's just an understanding in yourself. It's less like, do you do this for fun? And more, does it feel good to just make a train?
Yeah.
Those are the questions for yourself. So if you're someone who's like, oh my God, I nearly missed it, and that feels bad. But if you're someone who's like, oh my God, I just made it.
Okay.
It's just like you have got it into your brain that like the buzz of that is good. And also if you've managed to do it in the past and you've managed to just make it, you're like, okay, I can do it in this very short amount of time.
Of course, yeah. So if you see a train and it's like 7:30 and you're literally like, at the concourse at 7:30, like, if I run, I could actually probably make it.
If I run, I can make this.
Whereas I'd be like, it's too late.
Exactly.
I wouldn't even bother.
So on looking at the thing and saying, oh, it goes in 37 seconds, a Debbie Deadline would be like, let's go.
Right.
And for you, you're like, forget it.
Yes, let's go to Wild Bean.
Let's go to Wild Bean and get the next one.
Mm-hmm. Right, so are you a bit of a Debbie Deadline?
100%.
Right, okay.
So I need a deadline. All my university work, I started at 8 p.m. the night before and worked through the night, even when I had months and months to prepare for things. Mm-hmm. I'm incapable of packing until like we need to go. Like, it's very hard work for everybody around me, and I do my very best to, when I am near other people, not bring that energy to anyone else. And,
well, that's good, because you know that you're a Debbie Deadline.
I know
so
that
you can be like,
deadline.
Ah, I will
and
do something about
I
it.
I can get on with it at my own time. And I'll continue to behave like that on my own clock, but I know not to do it on anyone else's clock.
Also, that's a nice thing to do. That's what my boyfriend does as well. He has been known to miss 3 flights in an airport because the woman was like, sit there, you've missed 2, sit there. And he's like, well, I don't want to sit there, go and get a drink. And then missed the 3rd one.
Okay. This is into the he's actually not a Debbie Deadline.
No, he's not.
No.
What I'm saying is he's so bad at airport stuff.
Yeah.
When we first started going out, the train he would book to get us to the airport was actually quite close for the plane leaving. Mm-hmm, like, it was that bad. And now he's so much better because he has seen my face.
Yeah.
Being like, what time are we going? And then him being like, oh, I've ruined the beginnings
ruined the
of the holiday.
So and he will approach his category in
no,
a minute.
But what I mean is, regardless of your category, it's nice to, it shows a nice
on your own clock.
On your own clock, be it, but not on someone else's. I think it's nice when you kind of, yeah, I didn't make him do that. He was just like, I see.
I see.
Ooh, someone has called me out on something that I did not realise I do. Aha.
Aha, ha, ha. Aha, ha, ha. Famously, though, the Debbies know that that is their behaviour and know it enough to be at the airport hours ahead of schedule.
Great.
So they do not dick about with aeroplanes.
No. So what is the second one?
Number two is Paula the producer.
Okay.
Paula needs to get as much done in as little time as possible. She feels better about herself when she's checking things off a massive to-do list. Producers tend to engage in magical thinking, consistently underestimating the amount of time their task will take. The magical thinking is a problem across the board.
Yeah.
Which
is... Is that the kind of like, oh, Google Maps says it'll take 15 minutes to walk there. I can do it in one.
Yeah. I have got magical thinking 100%, and that is something I have managed to nip in the bud.
Great.
Real hard, because I would be like, oh, it's a mile there. I can walk that in 2 minutes. Roger Bannister ran it in four, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
So like famously, of course I can't walk that journey in this amount of time. And if you are guilty of magical thinking, what you have to do is to guess how long it takes you to do things. Mm-hmm. So if you're like, okay, in the morning, if you're someone who's like, I need to be out the house at 7:10, that is the last time I can leave. Therefore, you're like, what time is the last I can wake up?
I can do it in 5 minutes.
Exactly. So what time do you set your alarm for? If you're someone who's like, I'll set my alarm for 7.
Yeah.
And I can be out the house, completely ready to go, hair brushed, blow dried, clothes on in 10 minutes. You are delusional and yes, you are guilty of magical thinking and you think you can do this stuff and you absolutely can't. So what you have to do is guess how long it takes you to have a shower, guess how long it takes you to put your clothes on, and then write those real time estimates down for yourself, and then do them and time yourself and be like, oh shit.
That'd be quite interesting anyway. Like, I want to know how long it takes me to like brush my teeth and do all that.
Because
I engage in magical thinking like that, but I know I'm doing it. So I'm like, yeah, I'll put my alarm on 15 minutes before I can, I'll have a go. I'll have a go. Even though I know that means I'm going to be late.
Yes,
like,
that's often the thing with magical thinking. That's why we call it magical, because you do know.
But some people genuinely are like, no, this is what my aforementioned friend Jenny genuinely is like, well, it says it'll take an hour. And every day I go to that place, it takes an hour. But today I'll do it in half an hour.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make any logical sense at all. And when she's leaving the house, she's like, I've just left. I'm always like, I've ordered, like, and I'm an hour away and you've just left. Like, what? Because she's obviously like, oh, it's fine. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
But it's, that is like a break there with actual
the
reality.
The producers might, and equally, you're good people. You're just trying to get done today.
Yeah.
And again, with all of these are good people.
Yeah, often very optimistic, positive people as well, who are just like, oh, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
So if you are one of these people and you're like, okay, I got to get to my appointment by 10. And in that time, I need to have walked the dog, dropped this off at the dry cleaning, picked up my thing.
Gone to a spin class.
Taken my child to violin.
Of course. And, wow, that's a curveball.
Wow, golly. And get this, get a coffee, get a blow dry, and these are all the things on your list, and you truly think you can actually do all of those
in an hour.
The only way to actually get to the appointment on time is for the two of those to be able to go.
I'd say more
on the day, you know, to be like, fuck it, fuck the child.
Well, you have to.
He's not making it to violin.
Everything takes so much longer than you think it's going
to
take.
And this is why you've got to time yourself. I honestly put down on my guess for my shower, if I was really going for it, and washing my hair, 2 minutes.
Oh my God, 2 minutes to get in the shower.
Yeah, 17.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but to me that was mind-blowing.
Yeah, well, I mean, of course.
I honestly thought I could do it in and out in 2 minutes.
Yeah, wow.
If this is ringing true for you, magical thinkers, you must time yourself and you must be realistic with your things, because I know when you think them, you aren't lying to yourself. You truly are like, yeah, I can do all the stuff.
But the reality is different, because otherwise you wouldn't be late so much. Right, third person.
Here she comes.
Thinking of a Christian name now.
It's Stevie. Oh. The absent-minded professor.
Oh, okay. Well, at least I've got a professor. At least I have a professor.
No, I don't know if this is for you for sure, but this is, and these are the top three ones. The absent-minded professor is easily distracted. Distractibility is thought to have a genetic basis and can range from full-blown attention deficit disorder to innocent flakiness.
I don't think that's me.
No, I know. It's not you. The absent-minded professor often loses track of time, misplaces car keys, and forgets appointments.
Right, that is me.
Oh, no.
All of those things I do.
Those three hot ones.
Yeah.
So again, not a bad person.
So that's basically just like,
listen to you with your just like loving to do a Google. You're just curious.
I've got an inquiring mind, and that gets me in trouble. I'm trying to think. I don't often lose track of time, do I? I don't think I do anymore. But however, I know that that is something I'm liable to do. So I go the other way, and I'm always like, what time is it? Oh, fuck.
Yes.
So actually, yes, that is proper. That is the most me so far.
Yes, but I think definitely in the like, I've lost.
I've
lost it. My clothes have fallen off. Oh, whoops.
I remember taking my first boyfriend home up north to meet my parents. And when he met my mum, the way he met her was she'd just run over her own glasses. And he was like, oh, and he just was like, oh, I get it now. So like the scattiness thing is very genetic. Me and my sister both have that constantly whenever we go out together. Someone will leave the debit card somewhere, and yeah, it's a real pain.
That's the absent-minded professor. You're just too busy loving life.
Well, Gina put it in a very good way, which was just like, well, when she's done something, she's thinking about the next thing and excited about the next thing. So things like putting your debit card away is like, yeah, that's boring. Anyway, next thing,
yeah, exactly.
Like, no, and the amount of times like she's got up and like loads of important things just fall off a person.
Yeah,
I'm going out around being like, what, do you need this? She's like, oh yes, they're my keys, my phone, everything.
The absent-minded professor.
Yes,
he's
fun. So.
He's got tweed on
and a beret.
Oh,
he's a French professor.
Oh, bonjour.
I genuinely see him as having a beret, but this is my own personal truth.
Yeah. He can look like whatever it looks like to you.
Maybe he's got four hats on. That's your prerogative.
And again, this is something we've both worked through. Mm. And, you know, you got so much better.
Well, also, I remember someone who was very, very organised saying to me once, well, okay, who do you think is an organised person? And I was like, you. And she's like, that's interesting. Why do you think that? And I was like, because you're so organised. You're never late. You always remember appointments. You've always got your like diary with you. And she's like, and that's the thing. I'm incredibly disorganised. So I always have my diary with me.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, right. Yes, she's put things in place. This is not like fatalism or whatever. Like, if you are one of these people, that's not you condemned
yes,
for the rest
no,
of your
this
life.
This is you saying, hey, this is your one. This is your areas to work on.
Can work on.
And it's totally
can.
Achievable. I remember saying to you, what I like to do when I leave the house, Stevie, is I say, phone, keys, wallet to myself. And then I know I've got them. So I then never get locked out of the house and the keys aren't never in the house.
Yes.
And then you were like, that's a great thing. And then we left the house and I said, do you want to try? And then you went, phone, keys, wallet. And then you beamed. And I was like, well,
did you have them?
Did you touch them? And you didn't have a single one.
No.
You just said it. Yeah. Phone, it's keys, magic. Wallet. Let's go.
Here we go.
That's because you're like, yeah, where are we going? What are we doing? What's the name? I'm excited.
You're just like saying things.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here, you know? And so you just got to be like, okay, but I got to touch the stuff.
I've got to touch the things and make sure that I've got them.
I've got to hold the keys and say the word keys.
Yeah.
You just have to, if you are the absent-minded professor, you just have to take a bit more areas of your life as seriously as you would a plane or a journey in which you're like, we must have the passport. We must, you must, you know, just take the smaller appointments just as seriously to be like, these are all the things I need.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay.
The last four very quickly, because those are the three big ones. The other four are the rationalizer. Raymond rationalizer never fully admits to being late.
Even if they're quite palpably.
Yeah, even though they're palpably late. So it's a bit more mad, the rationalizer, for someone who'd be like, yeah, but we don't need to be there at this point. You know, someone who would constantly.
I see, yeah.
Like, it's actually, you don't want to arrive at a party on time.
Always got a good reason
always
for
Always got a good
it.
Reason. Raymond reason, Raymond
but actually,
rationalizer.
You're just late. So if you are that person, I think the only thing we can say is stop rationalizing it, because you're never going to... I suppose actually, no, if you are Raymond rationalizer, then they're listening to this being like, I'm not Raymond rationalizer.
I arrive 20 minutes behind the designated time,
which
on purpose.
Which is good. And actually,
yeah, that's
I
good,
choose
actually.
To be. So there's actually no advice we can give you. If you're with a Raymond rationalizer, Godspeed.
Godspeed. How there's nothing you can do with a Raymond. Go
we were
see like, a therapist. We're not condemning you. You can learn. We're like, Raymond,
no,
get
Raymond's,
out.
Yeah, that's the end. That is the end.
The indulger.
Oh.
This is somebody who just sort of generally lacks self-control and again is just doing fun things and doesn't want to leave each activity.
Oh.
Which again, we've all been a shade of the indulger.
Yeah, whenever there's like, well, it doesn't happen anymore because I've got an absolutely not a glittering social life. But when I used to, they'd be like, on a Friday, be like, well, it's so-and-so's birthday, it's so-and-so's leaving due, it's so-and-so's drinks. And they'd be like, which order shall I make them all in? And then you're late to all of them because you go to the first one, get overexcited, get very drunk. And then you're like, well, now, and then you turn up to the second one, absolutely battered, and you can't possibly leave for the third one because you have to go home and you put in an Uber. And that's very difficult. But in general, in life, yes, there are people definitely like that, but I think that is quite difficult to be with or be friends with because that genuinely does feel like that person isn't respecting your time. That person is literally just being like, I preferred to stay where I was.
Exactly.
And that's quite rude.
Yes. So we'll call her India, the indulger.
Yeah, sure.
And again,
you're not a bad person.
We've all been guilty of it. You're just having a nice time at everything that you do.
Yeah, and you're excited about where you are, and that's not a bad trait, personality trait at all. It's just I think those people don't actually think about the effects of what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So just try and have a think about what happened if you invited your friend to a thing and they did not arrive because they were essentially doing something better. Like, that's quite hard.
Yes.
I've definitely done it.
I've done it
loads. But I think it was also quite almost like, for a lot of people, it's a young person sort of thing. And when you get older, it kind of disappears. But with some people, when it is actually a trait and it's like, you know, you're 40 and you're still acting like that, that's quite hard. But I think there's no other advice really other than identify yourself as that. If you feel that, then you have to start thinking about the person that you are standing up or the person you are being late with, how they feel.
Like, yes. You have to have a little think and, you know, try and
be nicer.
Yeah, just be like, okay, where are these things coming from? Why do I do it?
Selfish, and you got to be a little bit selfless.
But selfless, just occasionally.
Just occasionally.
And the last two, Evelyn the Evader.
Evelyn.
She is trying to control feelings of anxiety and low self-esteem by being late. So for her, it's like she's just,
wow.
Wow.
I don't understand
absolutely
that.
Wow to me. Absolutely mind-blowing. To her, that's like, I didn't want to be here, I didn't want to come, and so I've just, you know.
I didn't want to impose myself by being on time.
Yeah.
So I'll just stand out massively by being late.
Yes.
Evelyn, your anxiety, that's not helping your anxiety.
No.
Be on time. Be early.
Stop evading.
Oh, maybe Evelyn doesn't want to be early, because that's
worse.
Very anxiety making, isn't it? So that's hard, but I'd say put things in place for when you are early. Bring a book, bring a thing. So if you're going to, because that is the worst, when you turn up to a party and it's too early and no one's there.
But Evelyn, you're fine, you're good, you're doing great, girl.
Yeah,
just get there,
maybe have some therapy.
Yeah, could be. But like, don't freak out about your, you know, get yourself there. And very last is the rebel,
it's
who
the
arrives
one.
Late to assert power, brackets, rebels are usually men.
Yeah.
I think they gave out at school to boys copies of like Machiavelli or like The Art of War. And somewhere in it, it was like, always be the last, make everyone's waiting for you. Like your time is the most precious.
Yeah.
I've been doing this work in America and we were on a large conference call in which everybody's assistants call into the conference call. And then me, also in the conference call, everyone says they say their name and who they're waiting for,
and
who they're holding the line for. So the assistants hold the line.
Oh, right.
You say like, it's Stevie I'm holding for, Jacob. And so we all wait, all the assistants, because obviously Jacob's, you know, time is so important that the assistant...
He can't hold.
He can't wait. He's busy. And then after I'd done a few of these calls, I realized it was a real power play for who was last on the call.
No way.
Yeah. So it was a real, like, the most powerful person.
That means that they're so busy.
Yeah.
So
the assistants, I realized, would be waiting to alert their person, who was probably right there, ready to be on the call, waiting to be like, oh, everyone's in, now you can come in.
That's fascinating.
Isn't that mad?
In work terms, yeah, because there is that weird... Among women as well, there's that weird thing in sitting. Well, I don't know if you live in London, you definitely have seen it. If you haven't, well, this happens in London a lot, about you're the most busy.
Yeah.
And so then whenever there's like a drinks thing, the person that comes in latest, it's like their time is so much more precious. So, you know, this better be good. And then they'll leave early being like, I'm so sorry, I've got like a really early call and let's start in the morning. And you're like, right, well, you shouldn't have come, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
Like, if you couldn't make it, which you clearly couldn't, don't show up.
Yeah.
So if you realise that you are doing that, just stop. Because it doesn't make anyone feel better unless you're like an American CEO and everyone's doing it and that's part of your... It's horrible
but
anyway.
I honestly think even if you are an American CEO and you've been... You know that like it's like, oh, is everyone in? Now I'll arrive.
Just be on time.
Everyone's there for me. It's like, who gives a shit? For a few minutes of your day, just like be generous with your time and wait.
Be on the call when you said you were going
to
be on.
It doesn't make anybody... think any better of you to behave like, you know, the king.
No, yes, absolutely.
No one needs this.
My lord, CEO, stop behaving like the king.
Stop it. You know,
that's the one thing I want you to take away.
Please.
Come on, CEOs. But also, if you're a normal, just like, not that CEOs aren't normal, but are they? And you're just like going about your day being like, well, I'll turn up late to things so that I appear the most busy and that my time is so important. Just get off yourself.
I think you have to swallow your pride on that. These last ones, we're really not giving them the attention they deserve.
I think Evelyn needs some love and attention. The other three, I feel like you can just go fuck yourself. But also, I feel you, it's hard, but it all comes down to, I think you need to be a more selfless person. And that's really hard. But your actions will be having detrimental effects to those around you. Right, apart from if you were the last three, in which case, really went in for you. I hope that helps in general for the majority who hopefully came in the first half of that list. If you are the second half and you want to just tell us off over email, it's nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com. If you're listening to me like, I do use lateness as a power move, email us. I want to know.
We have so many questions.
Regardless of how it sounds, it's not as much judgment as I feel.
We've all been... The thing about being late is like, you're late.
It doesn't matter why.
Your reason is neither here nor there. Like, yes. You're late. So we can't hold anything over the rebels.
No, because just
the kooky professor and old Debbie Nuts over here are being like, well, we came for deep psychological reasons is why we were late.
We have problems.
you're just mean. Exactly. Like, we were all late, mate. Like, it doesn't make any difference. Have a little check-in with yourself and be like, which one do I actually think I am?
Yeah, and how can I put things in place to... just be on time.
And try out the timing thing because honestly, it absolutely revolutionized my life.
That would help for most of the types of people to time, apart from the last three.
Yeah, I think anybody will benefit from the timing thing because we've just lost all sort of concept of it.
Yeah.
And do believe the maps, you know, like do believe.
They're giving you a time approximation for a reason.
Don't just be like, eh.
Do you reckon a man just walked around and then they timed him?
I think about it often. Mm. How do they work out the walking time?
And do they change it for like age? You know, like what if an old person has got Google Maps? They might be a little bit slower.
Exactly.
Know?
I always assume it's for the very elderly and therefore I can do it quicker.
And that's the magical thinking.
The problem.
There we see.
There's the magical thinking.
Well, hopefully that helped. And I think I've end every episode by saying, hopefully that helped. I'll find another way to say it.
And then
it next
I say,
time.
I think so.
Yeah, it's true. And then we go, bye.
I
do think so. Do tweet us at Nobody Panic Pod or me at Stevie MVS is a 5.
I'm at Tessa Coates. If you want to hang out on Instagram, it's Wheat Pray Love.
Yeah,
and I feel like I should explain myself because a lot of you are family. I don't know how. Not to be like, you can't come. Please. Thrilled to have you. Wheat Pray Love, obviously a confusing handle.
It's not really Eat Pray Love, isn't it?
No, it's Wheat.
No, but it's Eat Pray Love is the thing that you're riffing off and you can't eat wheat. I always thought.
Yes, you're completely right.
Honestly, I don't think it's as confusing as you think. I think it's quite charming.
Oh.
But do explain what your original intentions were for Instagram, though, because it is interesting.
I thought I'd become a gluten-free blogger.
Yes, there we go. I think I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd be friends.
I thought I could be quite popular.
Yeah, I think you would have been.
Then
but
it turned
not
out,
as liked.
No, but it turned out I can't do it.
Because I've got no interest in it. I don't want to. And I also eat gluten regularly. So.
Turns out I don't care and I didn't like it. So I stopped.
But it's a good name anyway. Like, it's just like a fun name. It doesn't sound like you wanted to be. I think you feel like whenever anyone says it, like, they get this like flash where it's like she wanted to be a gluten-free blogger and then she failed. But actually, everyone's just like, oh, I guess, she doesn't eat wheat and Wheat Pray Love.
Oh, thank you.
Or she likes wheat. Wheat Pray Love. You know, it could be either.
It could be anything.
It could be either.
Failed titles include Gluten Morgan. Vladimir Gluten.
That's great.
Glue 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, this is brilliant. I never heard these before.
Oh, yeah, they're all there in the arsenal.
Oh, great. Great.
None of them made it.
Well, that's that then.
That's that. Wherever you're going today, come on.
Be on time.
Come on.
Have a
think.
We can
do it.
Work yourself out. Take some steps. Don't be late.
And it's the sweet buzz of being there on time.
Oh, that hot, hot high. And we'll see you next week at exactly whenever the podcast is uploaded.
And whenever you'd like to join us, we'll be exactly when you're expected.
Like
that's
Gandalf.
The nice thing about this. We're always ready for you exactly when
always
you are.
Always on time. I love it. Unless we're late. Oh, well.
Okay. Well, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Gamble.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.